ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadda Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, at Dell V2. If you want to get in here on Twitter, if you want to give us a call, 713-780-3776. Watching right now, Slovenia and France. Luka taking on the team that beat the U.S., France, and they're playing for the right to play the U.S. For those of you just waking up, the U.S. Won last night, just before this game, and have advanced to the gold medal game. So who do you want to play, Luka? You want Luka?
Yeah.
Well, how about another shot of France?
What do I care about France?
Well,
I want to see them play Luka.
How about redemption after that loss to him?
I think France is going to be the honestly the harder team to beat.
It might be.
I think it's a good game. Luka's playing phenomenally, but I don't think Luka has the talent that France has. France has better talent. I guess France. I just want to see Luka play.
I do too. But I'll tell you this though about watching that. I've seen a few games of theirs. They ain't just Luka. They got some shooters on that team.
Oh, yeah. No, they've got some skill level guys. Yeah.
They're not very athletic, but they can shoot.
Yeah. That's the thing. You know, in today's basketball, if you can shoot, you can find a spot. You can find a spot on the team. I mean, there is a certain level of talent, but I mean, you look. There's NBA players on the French team.
Yeah.
You have Luka,
Fournier and Gobert
You have some guys that
Fournier is playing well.
Exactly. And I think they're going to be. I think they're a tougher out.
Yeah.
I think Luka and Slovenia. I think they are going to be, A, easier to beat, potentially, and B, just watch Luka play. I just think that would be, just see Luka versus Durant. Because what it's becoming is Kevin Durant is the one who has really put on the show since that early loss to France. The U.S. has really bounced back. I mean, here they are in the gold medal game. They were still, they went in as a 1-6 favorite to win the gold medal. They lose right off the bat. There's already talk about who the team to watch for that could be the upset team. And the U.S. is right back in the gold medal game.
Yeah.
So, and Kevin Durant has really taken over the last few games. So he did it again. They won easily against Australia. The U.S. men's baseball team is in the semifinals, and they are playing South Korea, and they're up 2-1 right now. So, the guys on have you taken a look at anybody on that team, on the baseball team?
On the baseball team, no.
It's not. This is more like what the Olympics used to look like, except they were all younger guys, and now they're not necessarily all younger. But it is, you clearly
Alvarez,
can't.
Austin, Casas, Frazier. Yeah, a bunch of guys you don't know.
Yeah, you can't.
Unless that's Todd Frazier at
their
base.
There's a bunch of ducks here, and you just can't play. You just can't find a lot of guys that you are.
A lot of ducks. And on the other side, Lance? On the other side?
Koreans.
Koreans? Okay. Yeah. I just wonder.
From south.
Okay. But there's a lot of ducks on the U.S. side. Okay.
But they're winning 2-1. Bottom of the six, they're winning 2-1. Hopefully they get through and get to the gold medal game.
Well, speaking of that, you're in the middle of the baseball season, right? So you got a bunch of guys that aren't playing baseball, Major League Baseball, and for the most part probably aren't playing in the minors either, and they're competing for gold.
But let's just remember now, it's the U.S., you've never been able to play with MLB players. It's always been, your quote-unquote amateurs. I was thinking back to when it was
probably
Mark McGwire
guys.
And Odomy McDowell and Jack McDowell. And yeah, those are guys coming out of college.
Yeah. So there's an article this morning, and speaking of, the U.S. is in the gold medal game, and Yahoo Sports put out by Jay Busby. I don't know who Jay Busby is, but Jay Busby is a writer for Yahoo Sports. And he said, while you slept, the United States men's basketball team rallied from a double-digit deficit to defeat Australia going away and advance to the gold medal game. Barring catastrophe, Team USA will win gold on Saturday. The men's basketball team, an absolutely unwinnable situation since 1992. Anything less than a runaway win is a failure. Any loss is a debacle. There's honor and victory, but much more. Time to blow it all up and get back to putting college players in the Olympics.
I think it's worth the thought because what he says is not wrong.
It's not wrong.
If you don't win a gold medal, it is a disaster. And when they lose, people are up at arms or exulting because they don't like the NBA. So maybe there is something to say, well, hey, you know what? You college guys, of course, your best college guys are one and done.
Yeah. How are you going to get? Okay. So he's not wrong in that it's an unwinnable situation. Right. However, he is wrong in that you would have no chance. What kind of chance would have no against Slovenia or France?
You play grown men, and this is now grown men.
And pros.
Grown men who practice multiple times a day, because that's internationally, they're much more into practice. They're skilled, they're bigger, they're physical. Can you imagine playing France? You would get the brakes beat off.
No, they would kill you. They beat Kevin Durant. Yeah. What kind of, and first of all,
and Damian Lillard, and you know.
Yeah, and if you're not, if you're still in college, because when this has taken place, the NBA draft has already gone on. These guys are already signed. These guys are already going to Las Vegas and starting to play in their summer league games. What kind of chance would a sophomore because the only reason you're a sophomore or a junior in college is because you're not good enough to be drafted as a freshman.
Part, yeah,
for the most part, that's pretty much it. What kind of chance would they have against these guys?
Well, I don't know. I mean, let's say you have, let's go take some guys like, and you pull them from the G League. You know, would Jalen Green play for this team? Would Corey Kispert? Would Jalen Suggs? It'd kind of be fun. Just think about the guys who are in the draft, but then again,
but those
your
guys
draft
are pros
process
already.
Is wiped out.
Those guys are pros already.
They're getting ready for the draft process, too. They can't play. They got to go to the combine.
Yeah, right.
They got to get ready for the draft. Like, they probably wouldn't be there. But could you imagine? It was... Okay, so what if they weren't the gold medal favorites? What if they weren't the favorites to medal? I think people would organically enjoy that team better because when you're the underdog, you pull a little harder for the underdog. And it would be cool to see Jalen Green play with Jalen Suggs, and you've got, you know, and you've got a guy like, I don't know, it could be any number of big men. It could be somebody who's a free agent on the street basketball-wise. Maybe a player like Willie Cauley-Stein ends up playing in the Olympics or whatever. It would be interesting to see. No, you wouldn't be the gold medal favorite.
No.
But what well, you would
it,
be,
it
though,
would mean more if you won the gold.
It would mean more if you won the gold, and it might mean more to those guys who are playing for the gold, too, frankly.
I
don't know how much it means to these guys.
I don't know. It does. I mean,
it might mean a lot. It might not mean as much. I don't know.
It seems like they put all of this into it. The loss hurt. Kevin Durant seems like he really, really cares. He wants to win a gold medal for his country.
Well, Devin Booker, well, okay. I can't really
Drew
doubt.
Drew Holiday
I can't really
right
doubt
after.
Drew Holiday, Devin Booker, and who's the other
Middleton.
One? And Chris Middleton. Those dudes went right after the finals.
Yeah.
So, you know, that does speak well of them in terms of their desire to be there and play. We already had some guys drop out, obviously.
Was Jerry Colangelo pissed at Kevin Love?
Yeah.
Pissed.
Yeah. At the last second.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think it would be a terrible thing. If you've noticed, we haven't started talking about the Astros. There's a reason. I don't know. I would be okay if they went back to more of a lesser named, lesser star studded. It doesn't have to just be everything has to be a huge shot at winning gold. Honestly, it would be okay.
Why give away the gold when we have guys? Okay, so it's not going to be Kevin Durant. It could be the Drew Holidays and the. Yeah, it could be the Christian Woods. It could be.
It could
you
be.
Know,
yeah, it could be the lesser.
And we've done that before, right? And actually,
and they don't win.
No, they don't win.
They don't win.
That
lets you know how hard
this will
be.
Four straight golds for us if we win this one. So the one before that one we didn't win was a bunch of guys that were secondary pros.
And what changed all this is when the David Robinson led team, you know, ended up getting beat in the Olympics and never again.
No.
So we had the dream team and beat everyone by 70. But it's a different world. International players are so much better. They're so much more skilled. They've advanced so much further. And I would argue, based on what you saw from the Dream Team versus now, an argument could be made. Your players, I know that there's generational arguments about basketball that Michael Jordan played against plumbers and everybody right now is the most amazing players that basketball's ever seen. Fact is, they don't look so amazing, no. Honestly. In team settings, they really don't. International team settings, they've looked less and less amazing as it pertains to the competition. A big part of that is just the competition's gotten a lot better. Like, those players are a lot better.
Yeah, no, but the international players, they are. Yeah.
Multiple countries, they're a lot better.
Was it Shaq or somebody from the Dream Team? I think it was Shaq. He said, dude, when we played, it's night and day, the teams that they're playing versus the teams that we play.
Not even close.
Yeah, it's not even close. Those guys are so much better.
The team in 2004 that lost the gold and finished with the bronze, which reset the U.S. basketball team kind of foundation, was the team with the young Wade, young LeBron. They were just maybe a second year in the league, and you had the likes of Emeka Okafor and Sean Marion, and Tim Duncan was on the team. Allen Iverson, Stephon Marbury. Not a lot of shooting on that team.
A lot of shooting, but a lot of great players.
Yeah, internationally, you have to be
young.
Able to
they
shoot.
Were young. The LeBron and Wade, who were the team, the redeemed team in 08 that won it with Kobe, they were just 2 years in. That was a young basketball. They were young, taking a backseat to other guys.
They were called the redeemed team. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what they were called because they embarrassed the country. I put that in quotes after losing in 04.
Right, right. All right, it's a 7-11 ESPN 97.5. As you mentioned, the Astros, Jake Odorizzi. We'll hear from Jake. It wasn't a good matchup.
Listen, we know the guy who's at the back end of the rotation.
Well, yeah, I mean, if Jake gets a start in the postseason,
no,
then something's wrong.
We'll see what he looks like.
There's some injuries.
No, he's a bullpen pitcher.
Yeah,
we'll see what he looks like.
And I don't know that I want to do that either.
Honestly, in his last four, we'll come back and we'll take a look at Jake's last four. I'm not sure that Jake should, when all parties are healthy and Urquidy is back, this idea of Garcia to the bullpen or Urquidy, we may need to revisit this. Jake Odorizzi is making a strong push to get to the bullpen. Mm-hmm. And we'll take a look at that. We'll tell you what happened with the game because that one was over before it started.
Well, and Jake was pretty honest in his assessment of himself. We'll hear that on the other side. It's 712 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about GimmeTheVin.com. You've heard John Clay Wolfe on here, and he has said, dude, let's go. I mean, this car buying business has been, he's been doing this for 20 some years, and it's never, ever, ever been like this. It's so unbelievable how much he's given for cars, what used cars are worth. He's never seen it before. And he says, you ain't gonna see it again. And so you better hurry. If you want to sell your car, now is the time before the end of August, because the new car industry is going to explode again once all the chips are in and they're able to get employees. I mean, the new car industry has just been handcuffed, but the cuffs are coming off. So they're going to be able to produce a lot more cars coming forward. And guess what? That means that the used car business is going to go down. So if you got to sell your car, if you want to get out of that car, do it now at GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, I mean, as far as on mechanics, ever since the All-Star break, my mechanics have been crap. Just makes my fastball flat, and that's not something that, you know, I have the luxury of having when, you know, I know what my strengths are, and typically that's the opposite of what mine normally does. So it's a mechanical flaw right now, not having a good angle, you know, losing my power, and when balls are running arm side on me and I'm yanking fastballs, I know I'm just opening up too soon. So there's a lot of things. We've been working on it in between outings, and in between outings, you know, that's really our time. And I think during games, it just kind of reverts back to bad form. So, I think that's the product of it, because, you know, if I'm throwing a flat fastball, it's going to hit a lot harder than when I have a good carry fastball. So, yeah, I think that's kind of the root of the issue.
Jake Odorizzi, last night after
that was pretty honest and introspective.
It is. I mean, well, he's been
self-aware.
Honest.
He's very self-aware.
Do you remember when he came back after he was hurt? And I loved it. His interview, I believe it was with, I think it was with Berman. He goes, I'm glad to be back. I'm not sure if Houston is because I've just been crap so far.
I think he's a guy we'd like, honestly, on the show. I think we'd like him.
He's Italian.
I think I'd like him regardless of his.
Well, no, I mean, if you're
his
Italian,
ethnicity,
a lot of
his
just
family
like
tree.
No,
I like his personality. I like the fact that he is so self-aware.
Yeah.
But what he said isn't wrong though, and it was on full display. Scherzer's got that ball moving all over the zone, late movement, hard pitching.
Well, he was throwing a lot more soft stuff than I thought.
I think it must be according to what the Astros hit because
right. I mean,
he started to really get after the Astros. Struck out 10 yesterday in seven, and his stuff looked a lot different.
Well, you got it with him. See, that's why these guys, these big power pitchers, are so good. Is because you got to gear up for 95, 96, and then he comes with a slider at 88, or he comes with a, some kind of curve.
Looks very
or something,
similar, and
it
looks late movement.
And you're ready to jump on it, and it's that much you're off. And if you're that much off, it's a strikeout.
Scherzer's a much more dangerous option than Bauer. If you're comparing the two for the Dodgers, you get a guy like Scherzer, and you see, his mindset and attitude on the mound are just A+ because he's such an alpha SP1. And then the other thing is, his stuff is nasty. Like, the ball just moves. Yep. Michael Brantley bombed one out in the first inning, just sat on one inside, turned, and knocked it out of the park, and you thought, they're going to jump on. And then Odorizzi just was terrible. And as he mentioned, the ball, he was just, his fastball is flat, and the ball's carrying yesterday.
Did Paul make a mistake running him out there in the third inning?
Yeah, but I don't think is it a mistake? I don't even think it was up for, I think Dusty was just like, we're not going to burn up our relievers for this.
What, one more inning?
Well, you could have run Javier out there for three innings.
But you almost just waved the white flag and said, we give up.
No, I think he did. Yeah. I think he did wave the white flag. He would never admit to that. But if you'd pulled him there, you're going to go at least four and maybe five pitchers deep. You're in the National League, so you're going to have to pinch hit.
You did it anyway.
I know, but you're having to pinch hit, and so you're going to use multiple pitchers if you start to come back.
Lance. It's hard. It's called a double switch. Have you heard of this?
I know there's a double switch, but how many guys do you have in your? Who all are you taking out?
You use four anyway. I mean, you used five guys yesterday.
You weren't coming back. You did make it 7-5. You got three in the last two innings.
And you got a homer off Joe Kelly.
Yeah, that was nice. That was at least you got that. Yeah. It's kind of like a little tiny baby win.
Well, somebody said it was a soft sweep. I got a tweet from.
Yeah,
was that a soft sweep because you homered off Joe Kelly?
Still not a soft sweep, unfortunately. Here's what Jake Odorizzi has
Dream
looked
shake.
Like. Jake Odorizzi has looked like this over the last four games. 3 1/3, 4 earned runs. 4 2/3, 3 earned runs. 5 1/3, 3 earned runs. Once again, that's the Odorizzi quality start, but it's not a real quality start. 3 innings, 6 earned runs. I mean, he's given up 16 earned runs over his last 18 1/3 innings. That's terrible. It's just terrible. You're damn near at a 9 basically ERA over your last four starts. It's just not good. Strikeout totals 3-3-6-1. This is not Astros starting pitching. He's got a low strikeout total. His walk total during that same time 6-7-9. 9 walks and 13 strikeouts. It's just not getting it done. And then from a home run standpoint, he gave up 4 yesterday, 2 the game prior, 0-2. So he's given up 8 home runs in his last 18 1/3 innings. 8 home runs in 18 1/3 innings, 13 strikeouts, 9 walks. It's been really, really bad for Jake Odorizzi. And 21 hits, by the way, during that time frame. So in 18 and a third. It's just not good enough with Jake Odorizzi right now. This is four consecutive starts. The Astros are 2-2 during those starts. And, you know, he had a run going that was pretty decent. His, you know, July for him, innings pitched to hits about the same. His earned run and average was a 4.62. June, it was like, okay, a 2.45. This is pretty good. Jake Odorizzi in June was pretty good. Jake Odorizzi in July, not so good. Jake Odorizzi at the back end of July and into August has been bad. And really should not be in a starting lineup if this continues, but you just don't have the starting pitching. I wonder if they would consider, I guess Christian Javier carries too much value in the bullpen right now, but I wonder if they would ever consider Christian Javier getting some, you know, getting some innings as a starter and moving Odorizzi to the bullpen. I think that's maybe counterproductive, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Now, when Urquidy comes back, I think there is, you know, it's Garcia, you know, and Garcia and Urquidy and McCullers and Greinke and who am I missing? And Fromber. That's what it's going to be, and I think Odorizzi has to go to the bullpen. You just can't keep throwing him out there. He's not giving you a chance to win.
Yeah, apparently August 3rd, Urquidy shoulder scheduled to throw off him on Wednesday or Thursday. The right hander has been throwing off flat
fast
and he's now set to move on to mound work. Urquidy should begin ramping up his workload off the mound before facing live hitters and eventually progressing to a rehab assignment. That
sounds like late August.
August 3rd.
That sounds like late August then.
August 3rd. What is today? The
August 6th? 5th?
5th? Yeah. So, it's going to be a few weeks. At the very least, two weeks for Urquidy. Hey, you just got to fade. They're not. I can't see them putting Odorizzi in the, you know, Christian Javier. They sent him down earlier this year so he could continue to get innings and build up his arm as opposed to going to the bullpen. Then when they decided for him to go to the bullpen, now he's in a situation. Now he's in a mode where he doesn't have I don't think he's got the stamina to go and start and give you 5-6 innings. So either he'd have to go down and, you know, start to build up his arm for innings again, or some other something else. When Urquidy gets back, then probably Odorizzi's out of the rotation. If in fact that's what they do, I don't know. But you can't keep rolling him out here like this. That's for sure. I mean, it's a loss every fifth day. It's the way that he's throwing. You got to put up a 12 spot for him for any chance to win. And you just can't have this. But Jake Odorizzi is not. He's not part of your. He's not part of your playoff picture, that's for sure. If no. Jake Odorizzi,
oh, he's a guy that I don't think makes a playoff roster.
He probably doesn't.
He doesn't have bullpen
who
value.
Who was
currently.
The pitcher they pissed off? They didn't. Oh,
it was Mike Fires.
Fires was pissed. Yeah. Mike and that's Fires. Why. And then he turned into a rat. Do you think Odorizzi turns into a rat?
I think Lance McCullers also that first go round was not on the against the Red Sox. I don't think Lance McCullers was on the playoff roster, was he? In 17, I'm going back to 17. Because then he came back and was on the roster.
Oh, no. Somebody left. It wasn't McCullers.
Was it Peacock?
No, it was, who was it, guys? Who left? The Fires and somebody else were left off. It was a reliever. He was left off of the he left the team. And then he came back and because he didn't come out for the opening ceremony where you walk out to the out to the lines.
Well, I know Fires is one.
Fires was one, but there was a reliever that said it was so pissed off that he didn't even show up for the game. And then he apologized and he was in the second round. Forget who
it
that was.
It should have been Giles, but it wasn't.
It wasn't Giles.
And it wasn't Devo.
Devo, no. No, I forget who it was, but that happened. 713-780-3776 if you know
I'm
who it is.
I'm looking at the ALDS. Here's your pitchers. How about this? You're going to. Some of the pitchers for the Houston Astros. Where are they? It was Devo, Giles, Gregerson. I forgot Luke Gregerson was on that team. Mm-hmm. Gregerson. My brother said it was Rondon.
It was Rondon.
It was Rondon.
Rose was Rondon.
Yep. Will Harris, Dallas Keuchel, Liriano, McCullers, Charlie Morton, Joe Musgrove, Brad Peacock, Justin Verlander. Juan Centeno was on it.
Was he?
Yeah, he was in real life.
Was he?
And then, nothing that's going to. Derek Fisher? Do you remember Derek Fisher?
Yeah, I remember Derek Fisher.
The redhead
Centeno
kingpin?
Centeno was a catcher that they had for about a week.
Yeah. Cam Maven, you remember him? He stole a base and the entire world got tacos.
Right. Nice. And then he made a business decision on fly ball?
He made the business decision first.
then.
And I said he did that because he knew at some point he needed to be healthy to steal that base.
To steal that base.
Yes.
Remember?
It was an ALCS, and people were like, come on, Maven. He's like, I'm not diving for that. What do I look like? You think I'm making...
For who? For what?
He goes, that's not even grass. That's that warning track stuff.
I forgot about Hector Rondon. I completely forgot about him as an athlete.
Rondon was pissed. All right, 713-780-3776.
And he still pitched for the Astros in 18 and 19.
He did?
Yeah. ERA 320, 371.
Not bad. I'll take that right now. In our bullpen right now, if you want to know the truth.
He's not pitching anywhere right now.
All kinds of basketball news that don't affect your team, but it could affect the NBA. We will break down what happened again yesterday. A lot of comings and goings.
Did the Lakers get older?
The Lakers did, and we'll show you why and how next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Michael Schwab, good morning. And he shows Carlos Correa's homer off of Joe Kelly. Carlos pimped it, bruh. I like it. Carlos pimped it. And Joe Kelly didn't like it. Screw Joe Kelly. That's a cheating dude. And no one gives a rat's ass what he thinks here in the city of Houston. Astros back home and take on Minnesota for four games starting tonight at Minute Maid Park. And the good news is no Jake Odorizzi for these four games. That's the good news.
The good news is one of your pitchers won't be pitching.
NBA
good,
moves.
Good news, guys.
NBA moves. So, who has won so far? NBA, who has won? Maybe the Bulls?
Point guards. See how much money point guards are getting? Whether through extensions or just signing new deals.
You like Kemba to the Knicks?
The problem for Kemba and the Knicks are, that's an emotional thing. Kemba back in the guard and all that success with UConn, New York City point guard. Except Kemba, health is such an issue that Oklahoma City Thunder bought out the last 2 years of his deal to say, you know what? You can go.
Oklahoma City, though, is just not trying hard.
They're collecting picks. They got a first rounder to take Kemba in and get rid of Horford. But he hasn't had surgery on something that's been bothering him for 2 years. Why would it stop bothering him? He hasn't gone in to get it corrected, and until that happens, you could expect Kemba Walker's knee to be an issue. But he's certainly an upgrade over Elfrid Payton, so that's a good thing for the Knicks.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Well, Fournier and Kemba. I mean, Fournier may take a step after these Olympics now.
Yeah, I mean, he's not like he's 25, but I get what you're saying. Maybe this what he's doing here gives him more confidence. And by the way, Fournier was a guy who had COVID last year, so when the Celtics acquired him, he was never at full strength, and now he's going to be a Knick. The Knicks, and I think they just signed Julius Randle to an extension. Maybe not signed. It's not official, but that's being reported this morning. So they're kind of set. I don't know how high their ceiling is, but they're going to be a solid playoff team, and maybe that's just okay right now for the Knicks. They haven't been that way for a while.
Well, yeah. I mean, if Julius Randle is your go-to guy,
That's not a team that can win anything. But to your point, like, that's not something I would – ooh, you're settling in with some – very, very average roster. But for the Knicks, it's probably like, hey, we liked how hard they played. Yeah. They got after it. We'll take it. It's been years since we've been relevant.
Well, and they got, you know, what were they, the fourth seed last year? I mean.
Correct. They were a game. They could have been a sixth seed, a game difference. But, yeah, they were the fourth seed.
They're out after round one, though.
Yeah, because Julius Randle could not be the same guy because, you know, the playoffs, well, it's different.
And because Atlanta went, because Trey just went off.
Yeah, sure. It's a difference between having you, when your best player is Julius Randle and when their best player is Trey Young.
Yeah.
It looks a lot different.
Oh, yeah, it really did. The Bulls move into the playoffs this year with these moves?
They better.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. DeMar DeRozan, Lonzo Ball, the big moves. And yeah, you got to prove to Zach LaVine that you're going to be something. What about the Lakers moves?
I do like that they added
Kendrick Nunn
shooting. Well, Kendrick Nunn's not going to defend anyone, and that's what the Lakers have been built on. But that's good. He'll give them some scoring. Malik Monk will do that too. I know people are looking at their older players, but they needed help in their backcourt, and they've got that. I mean, as long as LeBron and AD are healthy, yeah, the Lakers will be right there. And LeBron had to make up a fake thing where everyone's talking about how old we are. Yeah, that's jokes on the internet, LeBron. You're still like the favorite to get out of the West. No one's questioning your ability to win.
Yeah, they were the you know what? At this time last year, we were going, this is unfair what the Lakers have done.
And injuries.
I mean, because they are by far, clear and away, the big favorite. Nobody else can possibly win. And then the season came.
Yeah, the injuries happened and the season came, and they were among three other teams, the conference finalists from the year before, either struggle with injuries, COVID, or just subpar years. The Lakers will probably lean on, hey, we had the shortest offseason in history. Our two main guys got hurt. Now that we're fully rested, we'll be okay. I think they'll be okay, but they have to hope that LeBron, who's older, and AD, who always gets hurt, stay healthy. And if they do, we'll be talking about the Lakers as a finals contender. And if they get hurt, then, well, that's what you'd get for being old.
Yeah. And then the Rockets, their additions.
Yeah, Daniel
Theis. Watch out. Watch out.
My son goes,
just watch
great.
Out.
So basically, the Houston Rockets traded James Harden for Theis. So, yeah, that's what they did. I said, what? How's that your rationale? Because they were able to get Oladipo, and they traded him, and basically they traded him for Theis. Like, no, they didn't. And my son Mason's like, yes, they still own the rights to Oladipo. I said, no, they didn't. That's a trade exception. It's not. I don't know what you're talking about. He's a free agent. None of this has to do with James Harden. Stop. What are y'all so mad about?
And by the way, you got about 40 more picks for James Harden.
Yeah, they liked Theis last year, or maybe they made fun of him. I can't remember from NBA 2K, but I had to tell him, this has not. See, look at this misinformation that just is allowed to fester. It festers on television. Mm-hmm. It festers on social media. It festers in my house. Mm. Great. James Harden for Theis. Wait, what? When did this trade happen? They literally just signed him. What does this have to do with James Harden?
So anyway, that's the NBA moves. I don't know. We'll see if anybody if the league has changed in any way, shape, or form. It's still the Nets and it's everybody else. Even though the Nets didn't get the job done, they're still by far the favorites to win this thing. Slovenia in it against it's 85 all right now in the fourth with 3:06 to play. So Slovenia has come back. France had taken a nice lead, but Slovenia has come back, and that's what Luka was sitting on the bench.
Yeah, he's back. He's having an average game for Luka. He's near a triple-double if he doesn't already have it. But Slovenia's got some dudes are playing well, and I do appreciate Rudy Gobert being out there and still getting abused on some occasions by even Slovenian players.
even slow white guys being able to take care of Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to watch Rudy fail.
Oh, man, they hit a chippy in the lane and they missed. It's France by two. Let's get John in here. He wants to talk about Team USA. What do you say, John?
Yeah, for about two decades, you keep hearing about how the international teams are catching up. Well, yeah, instead of losing by 40, they should lose by 25 or 30. So, you know, whoopee. Yeah, if America sends their absolute best, you could pick any two other teams in the entire world and combine them, and they still wouldn't have a chance against the United States.
If you're not factoring in team basketball, too. Like, there's such a thing as you can have a collection of talent, but if you don't play together well, if you don't have the right – like, everyone's still – you only have one basketball. You still have to have guys who fit into their roles and are willing to accept their roles, and I'm not sure that the rosters have always been comprised. When you have too many star players – you don't have enough role players. And unless you're willing to be a role player or you have the skill set to be a particular type of role player, it's hard to win. And so I think you're understating that case, John. I mean, it's the, from a talent level, yeah, that, you know,
well,
no
yeah.
question.
From
you have guys winning or who are competitive who don't play in the NBA. But if they're exceptional shooters and that's all they're asked to do for their team is defend a little bit and shoot, and they shoot well, that's a big bonus. It's not a bonus. That's what it's all about. I mean, if anything, it really accentuates the need for team basketball. And that eventually individuals will win out many times. A player like Kevin Durant will still win out. But you do have to play a certain level of team basketball. It gives you the best chance to win in the NBA and otherwise.
Rudy Gobert over all the Slovenians grabbing multiple rebounds.
They look like
he's just playing like the older brother. Just
the bitty
tipping
ball.
It to
he's
himself.
On like a bitty ball goal.
Yep. So for those of you who don't know, France is playing Slovenia right now for the chance to play the U.S. U.S. beat Australia pretty good, like 18.
Can't lose. You've either got Luka in the finals
or
versus a bunch of NBA guys where Luka could actually raise his star. His star could shine even brighter if he were to beat them. Regardless, even if the U.S. smashes Luka, then you have the U.S. winning a gold. And then you have France. If France advances on, Rudy Gobert and his squad is going to be taking on the U.S., and that's going to be a revenge game because the U.S., that's who they were beaten by in the first matchup of the Olympics. Ooh. France got them.
1:12 to play, a three-point miss. Three-pointer miss.
Out.
France has the ball.
Yeah, other French players, if they win, that you'll see is Fournier, as you mentioned. Nicolas Batum's on the team as well. There are a couple of other, Annette, I forgot his name. He just hit a three, the Nets player, who's kind of a French NBA player. You would recognize him.
I think his name is Valjean.
No, it's
Jean Valjean.
No, it's Luau Cabral. I mean, he barely.
Cabron?
Cabral.
Oh.
It's French for Cabron.
Okay. Well, yeah. He just might have made the deciding bucket. He hit a big three. So Luka's going to have to pull off something pretty big. But, yeah, I mean, the U.S. should win. I mean, that goes without saying. But they've lost before. Pop loses more than any other. He's lost more than any other USA yeah. coach.
Hey, and France took care of that business last time. So it looks like it's going to be France. They lead by five with a minute to play. Big three by Cabron.
No, Cabral.
Same thing.
Okay.
It's French for Cabron.
It's
okay. We have more Mexican listeners who will be like, we don't have a lot of French listeners.
Yeah.
And we're trying to translate into the words that we recognize, which is Cabron.
No one cares.
That's what that guy's name is.
That's what it is. And so you can try to change it. But Mama called him Cabron. I'm going to call him Cabron.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she did, but
I don't think Mama called him that. I don't think Mama heard of that before.
Cabron! Come clean up your room, Cabron. You have left a mess in the crepe station.
Do little kids have crepe stations? Look at what the mess you made at the crepe station, Cabron.
So Deshaun Watson is injured?
The injuries have begun to mount for Deshaun. The safety position where I stand still. I'm beginning to have several injuries. Well, what injuries do you have, Deshaun? You don't do team. You only do individual, like, really slow fake handoff and throw stuff. Ankle and hamstring. Oh my gosh, you've got two? Oh,
I thought it was a calf. Maybe a hamstring.
Oh, it's calf.
Too?
It's calf. Yeah. I think it's ankle.
Well,
and
maybe
calf.
I think today there may be an added hamstring to the mix.
Does he need to have another
injury?
We'll
talk about it on the other side, but first, talk about your patio.
Texas Custom Patios. The design team. So their work is almost done. They're designing something for Riel. So that's going to be their first restaurant potentially. And I can't wait to see the designs. I asked if I could see the designs. For one, they do it on a CAD system. So what they're able to do, their rendering is really lifelike. You see exactly what it's going to look like. It's not an idea of what it's going to look like. This is what it's going to look like. And they'll give you a few options. This is the same thing they're going to do for you. They'll give you some different options. So they'll get with you, what would you like? And then Steven and his team have their own design ideas about your space. And trust me, you should trust them because they're really, really good. They've done thousands of these. But when you get that and you see what it's going to look like and you see what the price is, you see what the timetable is, it's that's what it's going to stay. It's going to stay in that, you know, realm. It's not going to, it's never more expensive than what they say. They never add anything onto it. If there's ever anything that needs to be corrected, that's on their dollar. So it's a company I really not only trust, but I love the work that they do, because the outdoor patio or outdoor living space or outdoor kitchen that you're getting is going to blow you away. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and take a look at their before and afters and hit the consultation button and get your consultation ready for what your home could finally look like.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the coco.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So yesterday, Lance and I had a discussion about, and it's valid. I mean, he was talking to Bucky Brooks and on Bucky's show, on Bucky's podcast or whatever, and Bucky said, "Hey, just put Deshaun out there. Deshaun's got to play if you put him out there. But give him first string reps. And Deshaun, we're not trading you. You got to play." Well, not necessarily the case. 16 seconds to go. 1-point game. France leads 90-89. Slovenia with the ball. And let's see what happens. So as we've been updating this, the U.S. has advanced. They beat Australia. A drive to the hole block by France, and it's over. France advances 90-89 to the gold medal game against the U.S.
Was that Luka versus Gobert?
Well, who did Gobert block that last shot?
No, Luka gave it up. Do you think that the people in Slovenia and Sports Talk Radio go, how could Luka give the ball up at that moment? Do they have that discussion
probably,
with him?
Probably, yeah. They actually probably are. Why did you get it up to Gronovich?
Gronovich? Well, he's the guy who just hit the three.
Who blocked it? Batum or was it Rudy?
It wasn't Rudy. Rudy was.
Yeah, it was Batum.
I think it was Batum. Yeah.
Batum blocked it.
So,
nice job.
And you know, to the point we made with John, Batum is a defensive. He's a defender.
Yeah,
like he's a guy who has a definitive role. You look at what France has. They have guys with roles. It is a little harder just to accumulate talent and just say, okay. I mean, talent will usually, there's a reason the U.S. has won 4 straight gold medals, but it's a lot harder when your guys aren't, it'd be a lot easier if you had guys who are playing 30, you know, who are playing 75 to 80% of the minutes. You know, if you went like a regular 8 to 10 man rotation and you had definitive minutes, I mean, they're trying to keep everyone happy. There's a bunch of egos. It's hard when everyone is a star on their player and they're playing for one team. That's a lot harder to put that together and keep everyone happy. There goes Luka. Look, Luka's crying. He's upset. That's because you gave up the ball, Luka.
No, look at you. Just talk about team basketball, and then you say you should have kept it. Luke, that's Luka's first loss
ever
with the under the Slovenian flag. He's never lost a competitive
game. Shaq are going to kill him. If there's one thing about Luka, you can't be a great player and give the ball up at the last second in an Olympic semifinal. You never should do that. Luka has got to take that shot. I don't care if he's shooting from 29 feet away. That's Luka's shot. And then
it really kind of is.
Charles,
yo, now would LeBron not get crushed if he gave that up and was blocked and it didn't advance?
Yeah. And earlier in his career, now he's kind of got, oh, you've got titles. No one's going to yell at you. Yeah, but Luka gave up the ball in the previous possession. The guy hit a three. And he had a lane, and Nicholas Batum made a great play. I mean, I guess you're one, I don't know, inch of wingspan away from going to the Olympic final, but you got a long defender and he made a play.
Yep.
Great run by Slovenia and Luka, but it ends in France, probably with the most NBA players besides the U.S., I think, and they'll see them in the final.
Yep, and they lost to them already, so they know they can beat them. That's a lot of confidence. We'll see. The U.S. had a big lead, though, and blew it. And then France put them away in the final minutes, where the U.S. couldn't shoot straight. That was their worst. That was the worst, though. It's almost impossible to play like that again.
I'm going to predict the men's U.S. team.
Would you
will be
lay?
Eight and a half point favorite.
Yeah, would you lay that?
8.5 point favorite. I'm not.
I was going to say 7.
I'm not going to. I thought 7.5, and then I just moved it up a point. So I would probably not play that.
Yeah, I would.
U.S. makes me nervous there. Speaking of disappointments, Johnny wants to talk about a big U.S. disappointment.
Yeah.
From yesterday,
and then we'll get to the Deshaun stuff.
And then we'll get to the Deshaun stuff because
yeah,
he is brittle apparently. What's going on, Johnny?
Johnny, you there? No, Johnny. Okay, he wanted to talk about the men's 4x1. It was ugly.
Ooh,
it was ugly. Did you see that handoff?
What handoff? They're still trying. They're still trying. Ronnie Baker's still grabbing shirts and pulling each other.
Wow.
Dude, stick. Bam. Bam. Pass.
He was holding Fred Curley's jersey. I mean, it was bad. That was the. This is all you have to. I don't know. That's not all you have to do. But how many times do you think they practice that, and then they get in there, and he was
well, that's the like thing. I don't think they practiced a lot, probably. And that's one of the things Carl Lewis went after the U.S. Carl Lewis, you know, one of the all-time greats, tweeted, and an amazing, look, the U.S. has a lot of pride in their relay teams, a ton. And the 4x100, that is the U.S.'s, you know, as a team, that's their official track and field, you know, their love affairs with 4x100.
Yeah. Here's what Carl said. Yeah. The USA team did everything wrong in the men's relay. The passing system is wrong, athletes running the wrong legs, and it was clear that there was no leadership. It was a total embarrassment and completely unacceptable for a USA team to look worse than the AAU kids I saw. It was bad. It was really bad. But Carl, just getting all over their kitchen.
This is the first time the U.S. has failed to make the final since 2008, when Tyson Gay was involved in a bumbled exchange. I remember that now. The U.S. made the final in 2016, but got DQ'd for another bad pass in the medal race. This is now three straight Olympics. Well, not three straight Olympics, but three of the last four Olympics where they have had issues with passes. That just has got to be something that becomes second nature for you. And when you have so many of their runners are really hyper-focused on the 100-meter event, maybe they don't put enough time into that. I just know that them not being in this this event, I got to see who.
All I know is
I got to see who move forward because.
Well, Canada, holy crap. The burst that that dude put on at the end
was
holy crap. Wow. Were they in the wrong legs too? Did they set it up? And oh, by the way,
how do you know when you? Carl would know better than we would, but I don't know. They couldn't get a pass.
Yeah,
it was
trying to time it up perfectly with a couple of practices is a little difficult, but it is what it is. I can't, you know.
Who said that?
Baker, but you
well,
know
that's
what
it is. They didn't have the practices.
This is your. I always go back to, you know, Tiger Woods. I remember we were doing a golf show, and Billy Harmon was on, and Tiger goes, I just couldn't get, you know, the speed of the greens. And it was the fourth day. And Billy's like, that's your job. You got to get, that's
yeah,
your
but
job.
This is one where you can't,
this
you
is,
can't, you can't just say it's your job. You got one guy coming in as fast as possible. The other guy's taking off. You got to try to time it where their speeds match up for the pass. And then you got to pass. Like, it's not easy. They should have spent more time. He said, now maybe his point is, I don't know. Maybe they don't have enough time to do that. Other teams for every Olympics have had enough
everybody
time.
Everybody else had clean
handoffs. Why is it U.S. always has issues?
Yes. Well, all the other teams had clean handoffs. It's really, that's your job, to hand it off cleanly.
Well, then work on it.
Yeah. But the other teams, it's you know what? It's not that hard. Hand it to the other guy. The other teams don't seem to have that kind of problem, like you said.
No. But there is it is a skill level to be able to, you know, accelerate on time to where the speeds match up and you make the pass while you're going at a very, very fast rate. I don't think it's easy, but it's still got to be done. Everyone else has the same. Don't, like you always say, don't tell me how big the waves are. Just bring the ship in. That's what it is.
That is what it is. And oh, by the way, wrestling is on. We have got to hear. Did you hear from the women's champ?
Yeah.
She was fantastic. We got to play that because we always play the kneeling. We always play the disgruntled, some kind of what athlete was it that put the hands over her head? Oh, she's from Kincaid, right? Raven Saunders? She put when she was introduced, she put her hands over her head, the sprinter. Mm-hmm. I listening to her, the wrestling champion.
She was the Phillip Rivers of wrestling champion gold medals.
She was the happiest person I've ever seen. The happiest person ever.
Well, I think actually most Olympians are, this is what they work for. They're actually very, very happy.
Dale, do you have her? Can you find her?
Was that the one who couldn't stop crying?
It was a post-fight. It was her post-gold medal
interview.
And she is just very happy to be representing the country. She's very happy for the, you know, it was very pro-USA.
She loves living.
I'm not looking for that.
Yeah.
Who's looking for that?
How about for once, an athlete that is just thrilled?
That's not the narrative I'm looking for.
No, I know. You're looking for her to kneel during the national anthem.
Go to Rapinoe and just go down there where you're going to find what you're looking for. If you go long enough.
You mean our great Olympic bronze medalist, Megan Rapinoe?
Yeah, that was great. They focused and they hung on for a bronze.
Two goals. Carly Lloyd had medals two goals. Medals
and medal. The two older
ladies both scored.
If you would have told me the
geriatrics.
The best we were going to see.
Was that the senior Olympics?
If you're going to tell me the best we were going to see from Simone Biles and the women's. And the U.S. women's soccer team was a couple of bronze. Wait, what? Simone Biles. Yeah, you're going to get a bronze from her. Well, women's Olympic team. Soccer, bronze. What? No way. This is not going to be bronze. Yeah, the 4x100 men's aren't going to qualify. Tyson Bromell isn't even going to make it into the finals as a 100-meter sprinter.
Okay,
they better win the gold in basketball.
There are multiple videos of Tamira, I hope I'm saying that name right. Yeah. Mensa Stock. We can play it on the other side coming back. But God, people have to put their slant on it. This is what a real patriot looks like. Not like those other. Can we just enjoy what you're saying?
I know. It gets a little old. That's why the comment section's not.
Yeah.
You can just enjoy. I enjoyed her excitement.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Megan Rapinoe is going, what the hell?
Why am I getting hit over
here?
Like one guy, and you can imagine what the source is. Like, you know, they copy the video, they grab the video. There's that noise back there. If you can all hear it. Like, she's a real patriot, not like LeBron and Colin Kaepernick. Can we just stop associating everyone and everything? Yeah, this is a woman enjoying
is a patriot. That's fine.
Is a patriot.
That's fine. She loves being on the U.S. It was just a really cool. You know, it does suck that every moment has to get the joy sucked out of it by people who, or other people go, I mean, can't we just be happy? Here's somebody that represented the country who was really excited for herself, obviously, too, because she busted her ass to win a gold medal.
But she loves her country.
Yeah, and she loves the opportunity she was given. Like, can we just... It was a cool moment for somebody we've never heard of. It was, but everyone has to start fighting now on Twitter about it. I just wish Twitter would go away.
And oh, but... Well, it'll be interesting to see what Black Twitter has to say about her.
I don't know.
Hopefully, nothing bad.
She is African American and she loves her country.
She won a gold medal.
Is she going to get canceled?
African Americans love their country too, John.
Okay. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, Del. I'll be interested to see.
You want to go search through Black Twitter?
No,
that'd be interesting.
No, I'm not doing that.
It should be a blog on that.
I'm watching Simone Biles' bronze routine, okay?
Okay.
And she looks great. So here's the deal, too. We were going to talk about Deshaun Watson, and we will get to that. We promise. We will get to that. Deshaun Watson, it looked like he was going to get traded, but then, nah. We'll do that on the other side, and we'll also hear from the gold medal wrestler who loves her country. But right now, I'm talking about Chastain Ford. Those are I love them. I do. I love those guys. And here's the deal, is if you're somebody that's looking for that Ford car or truck, this is the time. And again, they said this. And we've been talking about the car industry. I told you about John Clay Wolf and buying cars and whatnot and how the new car industry, they're behind. They are behind. So what you can do right now is you can order your new car or truck from Chastain Ford. And you can, my friends, you will get it and you will get it exactly how you want it. All you have to do is go to ChastainFord.com or you can stop by the dealership. It's clean. It's safe. Masked up. If you're vaccinated, whatever the case may be, you will feel safe at Chastain Ford. But you get the car or truck the way that you want it. the way that you customize to exactly what you want. You don't have to take the package that they have on the lot right now. You order it exactly everything that you want, and you get it at the price you want, and you get it with the best service, and you get it with the best darn people. You are going to love doing business with Chastang Ford. You're looking for that Ford car or truck, my peeps, all you got to do is go to ChastangFord.com, or it's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Those are the greatest people, I'm telling you, Chastang Ford.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.